Hey, folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast this week, I just wanted to tell you quickly about NTT Fitness and NTTFitness.com. That is a full health mecca. I tell you what, located in Pinellas Park, you got group fitness classes, you got a gymnasium, you got people that will hold you accountable for your own fitness goals, and they have an excellent meal prep service. Now, I know you can cook your own food. I get it. You know how to do it. Wouldn't it be nice to have some variety, though, and it's delivered right to your door? You can get your entire Sunday back. You don't have to worry about it. It shows up on Sunday night, and then you just put it in the fridge, and you got food for the week. It is awesome. I've been using it for a few weeks, and I absolutely love it. I want you to try it out. Use code LEVELUP15. That's the homemade broadcast code at checkout, and you'll get 15% off your first order, NTTFitness.com. All right, let's start the show.
Beach, rock,
rock, park,
Central Avenue.
We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the homemade broadcast.
Should talk specifics.
Let's do.
Okay. Yesterday we had a meeting about planets.
Well, to be fair, Jimothy. To be fair, Jimothy, that sounds weird. Are you okay with being called Jim?
I am.
Alright.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hello, I'm world-famous television news broadcaster Brendan McLaughlin, and you're listening to The Homemade Broadcast. That makes you really smart.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1...
It is the homemade broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioCP.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome to the program. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBRadio.com is the website. Social media, you can find me at home_made_man on Twitter and on Instagram. HMB Radio on Facebook. If you're a boomer and still use that, be sure to like that page. You can like my radio shows page at Stay Woke. And how are you? I'm recording from home today. Feels a little weird. I haven't been in here for a long time. I don't like working where you live. I know it's a pretty common thing now. It's everybody does that. All my friends work from home. I don't know how they do it. I don't think they do, as a matter of fact. I have a friend who's pretty successful, has worked his way up, young cat, but is the director of marketing at this firm, and he works from home like 3 days a week now. And I go, how do you get anything done? Like, what do you do? And he goes, I spent 4 hours today looking at palm trees for my yard. And he's just raking in cash, just revamping his house. He lives in this cool house, just put a pool in and everything. Dude's killing it. But I don't understand how people work from home, and I don't think they do. I think it's a lie. There's a lot of just pacing around, I would imagine. And you bring that energy into your, you know, where you're supposed to relax. And I've been recording the podcast at the station. I found a little production room with a nice microphone and Adobe, what's the thing we record on? Adobe Studio or something, where you record sound on it. Audition. And I can just edit as I go and upload. It's so easy. So much easier to do it there. And I feel more prepared to work. Like when I'm sitting at home, you know, I want to play on my phone. I want to lay in my bed. I do that a lot. I have to, like, psych myself up. I didn't realize how often I was doing that, just like psyching myself, like laying down and being like, okay, you got to get this done. I like doing this. It's fun. I enjoy it quite a bit. But when you're at home, that's your home space. And it's only been a few weeks, so I don't know what the deal is. But I don't know. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. If you head over to hmbradio.com right now, you can read a story about a former actress. Well, I guess she's still considered an actress, but a kind of a famous person was arrested this week for domestic battery against her husband. And they live in Newport Richey, which is weird. I'll give you a hint. She starred in or co-starred in the movie Clueless, if you remember that movie from the, I guess it was the late 90s, cult classic. And she now lives in Newport Richey. Boy, talk about a fall from grace, I tell you. Imagine going from Beverly Hills, shopping in the finest department stores, and moving to Newport Richey. That's just got to be so. She's married to an attorney. This guy, like, lives here. And they got arrested at their apartment and their apartment complex in Newport Richey. So he must not be doing that great, even though he's an attorney. I didn't really realize this, but not all attorneys make money. I kind of assumed that all of them were very well off. But realistically, there's some that are, a lot are, but there's a lot of them that are just doing, you know, bare minimum. So I don't know what this guy's deal is, but they live in an apartment in Newport Richey. I'm fascinated by this dude. I forget his name now. I'm so fascinated that I forgot his name. But I'm fascinated with how he got a famous, one-time famous actress. Like, he's just a lowly attorney living in an apartment in Newport Richey. And then he scores this chick. I mean, she's older now, but she's still pretty hot. And she was famous at one point. Like, how do you get that? How does that happen to you? How does that fall into your lap? And he's not super handsome or anything. He's kind of just an average looking feller, I would say. You know, not bad looking, but just kind of average. And he's an attorney, which that's good. But how do you land that chick? I know love is blind, but geez, must be deaf and dumb too. I don't know. It just seems like she could do better. No offense to that dude. He's probably an awesome guy. He's got to be, clearly, but, you know, geez. So if you head over to hmbradio.com, click on the news section, you can read about that story. There's even a nice video of the arrest that I put up. I kind of was like, this is garbage. I shouldn't be doing this type of stuff. This is everything that I hate. I mean, the internet is just awesome and awful at the same time. What can I say? And people want to see that sort of stuff, and I need clicks to my website. So I did it. I put the video up there. I'm sorry. I'm not proud of myself, but my soul is pretty cheap right now, folks. If you want to advertise or any of that stuff, I'll say whatever you want, really, within reason, as long as it's not incriminating where I'll go to prison, because I'm not going to survive in prison. Let's just be honest here. Speaking of that, Truvy Salon and Spa is the sponsor of this podcast. Chrissy Parker at Truvy Salon and Spa, right here in St. Petersburg, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B. Truvy is T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. Christmas is coming. You're going to want to look good at your family gatherings. You're going to want to make your brother-in-law jealous. Did he pick the right sister? Guess not. Look how good I look. Look how schlubby the sister looks. You know, you want to be the one who looks good. And just getting your hair done can do a lot for a woman, I got to tell you. Getting it dyed, getting it cut, colored. It's expensive. You want to make sure you're paying that money to somebody who actually knows what they're doing. Chrissy Parker at Truvy Salon and Spa knows what the hell she's doing. So visit her. Make your appointment today. TruvySalonAndSpa.com. So I don't really know what's going on in the world. I've been working. I put in 60-hour work week this week. So it's kind of nice not paying attention to what's going on. I try to keep up with current events. I'm trying to stay vigilant. And I know I think the president's getting impeached now. I don't know. I read stuff. I'm on Twitter. I'm looking at two different people, two different sides of the spectrum, and they're saying completely the opposite things of each other. They can't even agree on really basic facts on this matter. So something about the president made a phone call to Ukraine, and Ukraine, they made it seem like he was using mob tactics or something. And then now there's other stuff. I don't know. I don't know how to make heads or tails of this thing. And if I don't, no offense, but I kind of pay attention to this stuff. If I don't, I don't think, you know, people that don't pay attention have any idea. And I think everybody's just throwing up their arms and just being like, screw this. I can't do this anymore. I don't blame you. It's exhausting. It's just all partisan hackery on both sides. Everybody's just lying to themselves. Just getting their team's motto out there, what the official story is from their team's perspective. It is exhausting. And my gut tells me, my gut's usually right. Just letting you know. And if you want my gut's opinion, sure, why wouldn't you? I'm going to say this leads to absolutely nothing happening once again. Nothing's going to happen. He may be impeached, but I don't think he'll end up leaving office. I don't think he'll be thrown out. It seems like, you know, now they're saying, I was reading something today that Adam Schiff, who's the head of some committee that determines this stuff, got the complaint early, and he may have even written the complaint, which I guess I don't really see a problem with that either. I don't know this stuff. This is all over my pay grade here. So I don't know. They're saying that's a big deal. He knew about the complaint early, and, you know, he said he didn't. That's a problem. He says he didn't. He lied, if that's the case. But I don't even know if that's true, man. I can't figure this out. I can't make heads or tails about it. Don't know. Let me know what you think. 813-693-2124 or tweet me. @home_made_man. I was reading this. Remember the Wiener Girls in the 90s, if you're old enough to be around in Florida at that time? I remember the girls that would set up shop just along US 19, Almerton Road, and they would just be in teabags. And they'd be selling wieners, hot dogs, not penises, hot dogs to eat, consume with your mouth, okay? And I remember this being a thing. And I was fascinated with it even as a young boy. I mean, I was a little kid at this point. And my dad was a pervert. I'm my father's son. I know what he was like at this age because I'm probably about his age when these girls were around now. So a real sick freak is basically what I'm trying to say. And he would always stop and get hot dogs. I didn't really realize this, but he used me. He used me to get chicks. I was a very cute boy. Very, very handsome young man. Had big old ears, Dumbo ears, toe-headed blondie, skinny, just a sweet, sweet boy. And I didn't really realize this, but he used me to get dates with chicks. Smart move. I mean, I'm not hating on him for that. I don't know how successful he was with it, but I remember we'd always go to O'Keefe's in Clearwater, and there was this particular waitress we would always visit, and she liked me a lot, I remember. And I think that was one of his success stories with me, that he brought me around, she liked me, and ended up scoring with this chick, I think. I don't think he even remembers. He's getting old. He doesn't know these things now. He denies things that he's done in his past. I told him this story about, I said, hey, man, remember, because he was a single dad. He was like in his late 20s, and he didn't have any money. So when he would pick me up on the weekends, we'd end up doing like stuff that he was going to do anyways, like going to Tool shows, like not, again, not penises, but like tools, like saws and levels, hammers, that type of stuff, because he was in that field. He was a cabinet maker. And I remember one time, this jagoff, there's this, not sticky tape, it's kind of like on a spool, like tape, but it's not sticky on either side. It's just like saran wrap type stuff. And I remember him grabbing a spool of that and him going, hey, put out your arms. I went, okay, I'm 7. And I put out my arms, and he wrapped my arms with the saran wrap and then made a little leash on the end and drug me around the tool show. And he said, boy for sale, boy for sale. And some old woman bought me for $5. He sold me to this lady for $5. I saw the lady hand him $5. He took the little leash thing that he made and handed her the end of the leash, and off she started walking, and I'm screaming, crying in the middle of this, causing a scene in the middle of this tool show. I'm 6 or 7 years old, and he's laughing. Goodbye. He's waving me goodbye. And I'm traumatized by this. It's burned into my brain. I can't get it out. Of course, eventually, you know, gave the lady back the $5 and took me back and then cut me out of the Saran wrap afterwards, because I suffered enough by that point. He got a kick out of it. By the way, now in retrospect, hilarious. One of the funniest things ever. If I had a kid, I would definitely do that to that kid. It traumatized me. Still to this day, I still think about it from time to time. I told him that story recently, and he went, that never happened. What? Dude, that happened. And he denied it. Completely denied it. I'm like, I'm okay with it now. No, that didn't happen. So he's calling me a liar. And that's even making me more mad. But no, he said he didn't do that. But anyway, so back to the original point of this story. Or not story, just thing I read today in the Times. The Tampa Bay Times had a good spiel about this, good write-up. And it was about the wiener girls that were around. Now, I had always heard that the girls in Teabag selling hot dogs, that they had to quit because a law passed where they were considered a roadside attraction that was causing accidents. They were like causing accidents, and they just passed a law that they couldn't do it anymore. And I thought they just went away after that, but I got into this whole spiel of that really wasn't the case. They were getting harassed. They were getting indecent exposure penalties in some counties, and people were complaining. But people loved it. They said they were making hundreds and hundreds of dollars a day, $700 a day or a week, working 16 hours a week, making $700. So these girls would make all this money, and they were dancers at the local strip clubs and stuff. And some of them actually started their own business and started working for themselves, doing this hot dog selling business. And eventually, like, I didn't really realize how much of a spectacle it was. They were talking about local radio and how they were involved, and Q105 was Dick Crippen, who worked for Q105. I don't know if he's still working in the area or not anymore, but I remember him. And they had some, like, mud wrestling thing to determine who was going to get turf of this disputed turf. It was like gangs and having like drug turf and stuff. They had wiener turf. And I guess it just kind of faded away after a little while. Like, these people just, they decided it wasn't worth it. Their kids were getting harassed at school and getting beat up because their moms were weenie salesmen. And, you know, I guess that's worse than stripping for some reason. I guess it's just more out in the open, you know? So I think there was no official rule that really stopped the practice, but what a good business to get into. Does anybody have money? Let's buy a hot dog cart. Go 50-50. I won't sell the wieners because I don't like to see myself nude, and I don't think anybody else would either. But we'll just find, like, a hot chick or something. And just get some hot dudes, too, for the ladies, definitely. Have a hot dude and a hot chick. I don't think you could have them at the same cart because it's just too close proximity. You know, you need to have them, like, one have their own cart, maybe, like, half mile down, quarter mile down, something. And then they get the hot chick in the bikini, got the hot dude in the thong, the Borat slip thing that goes over the shoulder, something like that. I think that would be good. 813-693-2124. Let's go into business together. It sounds great. HMBradio.com, home_made_man on Twitter and Instagram. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast, because every Friday, it's HMB Sides, which is released only on HMBradio.com, and you should get it, because it's just a fun little extra thing. They're usually short, less than 10 minutes, easy to consume, and I think you might enjoy it if you like this program. So subscribe to the podcast, HMBradio.com, and on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your pods. It should be there. This is the future. We're living in the future right now.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by HomemadePodcasts.com. Homemade Podcasts is a podcast and media consulting company specializing in podcasting. So if you're interested in a growing medium that people are using to reach new and existing clientele, or just doing it for fun. Maybe you got something to say or a specific niche that you want to reach an audience with. Well, I can help you. HomeAidPodcasts.com. This week, I wanted to touch on this. Creative Loafing. I love Creative Loafing. I love Colin Wolf. He's my favorite person to hate in the media locally here. He writes like a bitter ex-girlfriend. And his target this week was a Universal Orlando employee in a Despicable Me costume, fired for flashing a white power sign. A Universal Orlando employee wearing a costume of Gru from Despicable Me was fired after a Colorado family noticed the character was flashing the white power sign. What is that white power sign, you may ask? It is the OK symbol. Yes, the mischievous and evil OK symbol. Now, in the photo, I'm looking at the photo now. It's a man, and he's in a costume, and he's doing the upside-down OK sign, which is commonly known as the circle game. The circle game has been around for a very, very long time. I used to play it when I was in elementary school or middle school. It's basically where you try to get somebody, you put the OK symbol below your waist, upside down, and if one of your buddies sees it and acknowledge it, you get to punch them. It's a stupid game that boys play. It's been around for a very, very long time. 4chan, this weird website where funny losers congregate on the internet and make memes and stuff, decided that they were going to try to make this symbol a symbol of white supremacy for the lulz, for the laughs. And they succeeded. The media ate it up, hook, line, and sinker. This idiot eats it up, hook, line, sinker, because the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, added the symbol along with several others to a database of slogans and symbols used by extremists. You know what else is on there that got put on there this week? The bowl cut haircut. The bowl cut haircut that we all grew up having. I actually didn't have one. I wanted one. My mom wouldn't do it. And thank you, Mom, for that, by the way, because that's a terrible haircut, but it looked so cool back in the day when JTT and, you know, all these other heartthrobs had this haircut. I also wanted an eyebrow piercing when I was 16. Mom said no. Thank you, Mom. Thank you very much, Mom. Appreciate it. We should make that a white power symbol, the eyebrow piercing. Let's make that one the next thing, guys. So, yeah, the ADL added the OK slogan. I don't know who, why do they get to be the arbitrator of this stuff? Why do they put that in there and go, okay, so it is now. That's just, that's what they do. So they must be right. They're messing with you guys. I'm so frustrated by this nonsense. Just do a Google search and you'll see that they're messing with you. But everybody's so jumpy that they just overreact. So this guy, I don't know what's in his heart and minds, this guy who was the mascot, but do I think he's a white supremacist? Probably not, but everybody gets called that now. And maybe he is, I don't know. I really don't have any idea, but to fire him over this symbol is insane. Universal Orlando spokesman Tom Schroeder sent a statement to the paper confirming that the employee was later fired. We never want our guests to experience what this family did. This is not acceptable, and we are sorry, and we are taking steps to make sure that nothing like this happens again. We can't discuss specifics of the incident, but we can confirm that the actor no longer works here. We will remain in contact with the family, and we'll work with them privately to make this right. And then he goes on to talk about New Zealand, and the guy used the OK symbol and that, so that must mean that that's now a hate symbol. Hitler used toilet paper, and we all use toilet paper. Doesn't necessarily make it a hate symbol. Again, they're messing with you guys, but they can't get out of their own heads. They have to LARP and act like they're fighting people in the streets. I saw this this video of an old woman in Canada, and I'm talking old, old lady, walker old. Old like she would give you a hard candy out of her purse that's got just sand and dirt all over. It's been in there forever, but she'll go, here you go, honey. And you go, thank you. Thank you. I don't want this, but thank you. That's very nice, very kind. This lady was walking across. There was some event where some speaker was talking that these weirdos didn't like because they're fascist. And they were screaming at this woman, calling her Nazi, this old lady. Oh, my God. I keep waiting for this to die down. I keep waiting for things to cool off. But every week, it gets more and more extreme, more and more laughable every single week. Last week, it was the kid on College Game Day who made the sign that said, I'm out of beer money, and put his Venmo account on there. I want to stock my beer fridge. Send me money. Just a joke. And he raised like $500,000 in a few hours. And he went, whoa, I didn't expect for this to happen. Bush Light, whoever makes that, I guess that's Anheuser-Busch, said they would match the contributions and he was going to donate it to a children's hospital. So boom, it raised $1 million for a children's hospital. Awesome. Fantastic. What a great dude. No, they got to make sure he's not racist if he's giving the charity. So some journalist, some kid, some blogger from Iowa, fresh out of school, had to make sure that this guy was on the up and up, that he wasn't tweeting anything that could be considered inappropriate. He's not giving the okay symbol, not playing the circle game with his friends, because you can't give money to sick kids if that's the case. So he went and he published a story because they found some jokes that he tweeted when he was 16 years old. Now, I don't know what you were like when you were 16. Wasn't the best person in the world. Did a lot of growing since then. He's now like 24. Still not an adult, but he's getting there. And the kid was so gracious with everything. He was so kind. They dug through his tweets. They found these jokes. They printed it and said, oh, this guy's so great. But look at these tweets that we found. And people got pissed. You know, he got Anheuser-Busch backed off of him immediately. Oh, where do we have no longer any affiliation with this guy? We're done with him. Just like that. See ya. Forget about all this good you did. Bye. And then so the internet goes, okay, asswipe. Let's see what you got in your tweets, journalist. And they went through this dude's tweet and found homophobic, I'm putting that in quotes, racist stuff in his damn Twitter feed. That's how delusional these people are. They think that they're the moral arbitrators, and no one would ever think to use their own tactics against them. And the internet did. And the newspaper that he worked for fired this kid. Bye. And I want to say I felt bad. I don't feel bad. I think he got what he deserved. But we need to stop doing this. We need to stop clawing through somebody's tweets from 15 years ago to get them, to make sure that they're on the up and up. Because if everybody had their thoughts read, nobody would have a job on Monday. I mean, that's just the way it is. We think horrible things. Nobody... I saw today, oh, you want to talk about crazy? Speaking of this, guess who they're trying to get rid of now? NPR. Gandhi. Not kidding. Gandhi. Yes, Gandhi. That, the one that you're thinking of, that's correct. That's the one I'm talking about. I guess he had some stuff where he was a weirdo sex creep, but did a lot of good, too. But we can't compartmentalize these things. It has to be, if they're not gods and not living a super divine life where they never did anything wrong or said anything wrong, then they need to be thrown out completely. There's not any nuance in these things. They have to go. You know who's going to be next? Martin Luther King Jr. Guarantee it. He's coming up on, I think it's like 50 years or something, and then he can release all these FBI files about him. And I had heard some stories that he was cheated on his wife quite a bit. And beat women up, slap some chicks around. And I think that's going to end up coming out in the FBI files, and he's going to be Me Too'd by MLK. You were pretty good. You were great on a lot of things, but you weren't perfect. So you got to go. these impossible standards that we're forcing people to live up to, that the people who call it out are not living up to. It's just amazing. It's rules for thee, but not for me. I don't need to follow these rules. Only my political opponents need to follow these rules. And that's why I'm just like, you know, I'm not playing that game. You shouldn't play that game either. Nobody's perfect. Let's, if someone says they're sorry, let's give them the benefit of the doubt and say, yeah, he was 16 years old, this kid that tweeted a joke that he said he saw on Tosh.0. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt there. Sorry, moved on. He may raise $1 million, though, for the hospital. Yeah, Gandhi might have banged some kids. But who hasn't? What powerful elite in America hasn't? They're all banging kids. Jeffrey Epstein proved that. They're all in on it. They're monsters, all these people. Everybody's a monster inside. That's what we need to remember. Everyone has this beast that they're trying to contain inside of their body. But it's tough. It's hard. And we need to be sympathetic to that. 813-693-2124. I'd like to hear your thoughts on the matter. HMBradio.com. You can leave comments on all the posts over there.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
Earlier this week on Stay Woke. Stay Woke is a radio program that I co-host with my friend Anna Hummel. It's on weeknights at midnight. It's 1 hour long. If you're not up at that time, you should get the Bone app because you can download it or listen to it, I should say, on demand whenever you want. Just plays the last day's show 24 hours. So you can catch it whenever you want. I suggest you do that. But we were talking about the Illuminati. Speaking of how what monsters we all are inside, we were talking about ways that you can join the Illuminati. What you need to do if you want to be an elite in this country. There's things you can do. I have some theories. Anna has some people that she admires that she's not really proud of. And we talked about that. So Stay Woke is on weeknights at midnight on 102.5 The Bone at theboneonline.com. Or like I said, just get the app. You can listen whenever you want. But let's check out this clip from Stay Woke.
I had a thought today, Will. And it ended in a weird place. I started thinking about Hillary Clinton and her, like, her stupid surprise face and how she pretends to like hot sauce to fit in and stuff like that. And I was thinking about her, and I was like, man. And I started thinking about the Clintons and about Epstein and how they probably murdered him. You know, probably. I don't know, but I'm guessing. And then I started to think how much I really admired them. Because I think both of them, I could be wrong, but I think Hillary, at least, comes from humble backgrounds. Like, I think her dad was a small business owner. You know what I mean? She didn't come from royalty. She wasn't, I don't think she came from an elite class. And she did really well in school, I'm sure, growing up. Went, got into a good college. I don't know where she went, Yale or some S, I don't know. And met Bill, and they basically just formed this bond, obviously. And he's like, I'm not even attracted to you. And she's like, doesn't matter. We're going to rule the world. And they moved up the ranks. Because I was thinking about, what do you call it? The elite class, the Illuminati, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The things that we don't know about at all that they are constantly controlling. I don't know what else to call them, but the elite class of people, you know, that filter the information, that are above the law. And they're Democrats, they're Republicans, they're businessmen, they're businesswomen, whatever they are. You know, they have the money, they have all the power. Now, to be in that group, to be like born into that group is one thing. Like, say you're the kid, say you're Chelsea Clinton, okay? You didn't really do much. You were lucky, sort of. Yeah, you're in. You're a shoehorn in. You're grandfathered in. But for you to be like an average person and work your whole life to be in that elite class, I got to give you a clap. Like, I was thinking about it, and I'm like, you know, as much as everyone doesn't like Hillary Clinton or doesn't like Donald Trump, his father had, you know, some money. He made it into, like, billions, but he started with a leg up a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, like, say Hillary Clinton. I think her father
He ran a, I just looked it
small
up.
Small business.
A small textile business, but it was small and successful.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, a modest, humble upbringing. You know what I mean? And for her to just transcend that, even if it meant marrying Bill, even if it meant, you know, getting the connections that she needed to get as First Lady, whatever it may be, that is freaking impressive. I don't care if you like her or you hate her. The fact that she is above the law and she can hire anybody to come murder you is impressive. And I admire that. I admire the hard work.
Allegedly.
I really do. I mean, you look at the Clinton body count. Anybody who is against them ends up dead. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Don't you think?
It's pretty cool.
It's
these
pretty
are all
cool.
Alleged, Hillary. Just so you know, I have no part in this whatsoever.
That's not what Will said during the break. But
nope, I like Hillary Clinton. I think she's a fine woman, and she would never kill anyone. Certainly not me. Maybe on a Hummel, perhaps. I can't speak for her, but I'm safe, right?
or I mean, I'm using just her as an example, but like, say Kennedy number one, whoever he was, the one who made the deal with the devil, I guess, Grandpa Kennedy. I don't know who the first one was. But, you know, the one that gets you in that space where you're in the elite class. That is awesome. Like, good for you. How did you get there?
This all starts
Write a how-to book, my friend. I want to be part of the Illuminati.
I know. I can tell
That'd
you how to get there.
That'd be a great time.
I can tell you how to get there.
Tell me.
So you got to be in the university system. You got to go to one of these elite Illuminati schools,
okay.
The Yales, the Harvards.
What do you call it? Ivy League.
Ivy Leagues, right. You get into these schools. If you're bright, you get into these secret societies, the Skull and Bones, the frats, you know, these where all these powerful people come from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like if you get into a frat and you're interviewing for a job and you say, oh, I was in this frat. And the guy goes, oh, I was too. You're getting that job.
Mm.
You know, it's one of those type of scenarios. Oh, I was in Skull and Bones. Okay, well, we need you to chop this dude's head off and then we'll give you the CEO job just straight out of college. This is how it works.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's all you got to do. You got to be smart and you got to get into an elite school and you're set.
Yeah, well, but the thing is it takes not weeks or months or years, but decades, maybe even scores of years, obviously. Like, you have to start from when you're basically in grade school. Like, you got to be elite.
Volunteering for a political candidate in your hometown.
There you go.
Get the mayor on your side.
Yep.
Get him to know your name. Volunteer for his campaign.
Right.
If you pick the right people, you're going to get these letters of recommendations for colleges. And then the mayor went to, you know, Harvard. I volunteered for his campaign. I worked very hard for him. He gives you a letter of recommendation.
Mm.
There you go. Now you're in Harvard.
Right. But it's baby steps that take years and years and decades and then finally culminates usually in you becoming, I don't know, CEO of a huge company or president.
Or a politician.
Politician, man. Yeah. You're making the moves and you can hire people. And I want to know how do I get to be a hitman for the Clintons? How does that work? Who do I got to talk to?
You don't find them. They find you. They recruit you. That's what it is.
Ah.
Yeah. It's probably like some, you know, Secret Service guys,
like,
you know, Black Sheep brother or something. But he's still good. He was in the Marines.
Got you. Yep.
But then got kicked out. He got injured, a knee injury. He got hooked on Oxycontin. And then they go, listen, we can get you Oxycontin. You just need to suicide this man. And
right.
He knows he has the skills, and he's got all the heroin he wants, plus a couple grand, a couple G's.
Yeah, but like, how do you have to be certain that they're not going to deflect? You got to have, this is what, you got to pull the Epstein, bro. You got to pull the Epstein where you bring these girls, maybe you tell your friends that they're 19, 20 years old, but they're really 15, 14 years old, you know? And you say, okay, go have sex with these girls.
Yeah.
And you have cameras in all of the rooms, blackmail.
Mm-hmm.
So you defect against me. What is it?
Defect.
Defect against me. Then you're going to go to jail because you banged a minor. That's how you have to rope-a-dope these people into it. Hey, if you defect on me, buddy, who's going to kill this guy, we're going to tell everybody about all these things that you did and that you're crazy and that you're hooked on pills and you've been stealing from the government. stealing from your mother, you killed a baby, whatever it may be, they're going to let that dirty laundry air.
That's a risky move. Yeah. It's a risky move when you mess with these powerful. I feel like you have to be in a position where you're already powerful in order to get this done. Like Epstein was just a... His story's strange, man, because I've been fascinated by this tale. I've looked into it a bunch, and I'm more confused than ever. But he was just a teacher for a while, and all of a sudden he became this financier. Very powerful man for working for... Nobody knows how he made his money.
Still don't.
I really think that he just was a guy that provided the elites with children, and that's paid. How he made his money, and it would be laundered through... Like, they say that he got this... townhouse in New York for $1. Like, so this guy just signed it over to him, this $10 million penthouse on the, what's that nice road in New York? Park Avenue, I think. Mm. You know, and he just got this thing. And then he just has this money. I think he just got funneled and he just provided. He just had this skill. You know, you schmooze in the realms, in the biz, and you make these connections and all of a sudden you're the best at it. And now you're the guy. So he's the guy providing these kids to the elites. I think that's how he made his money.
Right, but do you think that he started this, let's call it a business, do you think he started this business because other people were demand, there was a demand for it, or he liked it, so he kind of started it going because it was in his own interest, and then he was like, I have a feeling that other people are going to like this as well.
Just like we talked about last night, where there's people who feel the same way that you do. You just have to be brave enough to speak out. I think it was probably one of those things. He probably brought it up. To you know, whoever, Donald Trump or Bill Clinton or whoever was the first guy, and they were probably like, "That sounds all right." Like you got to test the waters. Obviously, sure. You can't just jump in.
No way.
It. But then all of a sudden, you go farther and farther. You got to know where the levels are on people. You probably read people very well, had good intuition.
Yeah,
and probably blackmailed quite a few people.
Absolutely.
Too. I heard those stories about him where he had the cameras, and then he would send this girl out, and then. You know, the person didn't know how old they were and informed them later that they were 15 and he had a tape of that now. So he's got you by the by the cojones.
I just didn't understand how, like, he kept all of these girls from saying anything at all. Like, you would think at least one of them, I mean, granted, now they came out, what, like 20 years later? But at the time, you would think at least one would be like, hey, this is happening. Because there were, like, I mean, who knows, maybe even thousands? I don't know.
Well, you can,
at least hundreds.
People are, he was a master manipulator. So, I mean, and kids are easy to manipulate. Most
but
of
like
them.
All of them, all yeah. of them didn't say anything at all. Like,
I
that's
mean,
crazy. I mean, I'm not blaming the victims or anything. I just think that that's a lot of trust that in his victims that they're not going to spill the beans. And maybe a few did. And maybe they were killed. You don't know. Because a lot of them came from other countries.
Yeah.
A lot of them are probably unaccounted for. Their parents sold them in so that they could get money. You know, so they were disposable.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not really. You understand what I'm saying. Hopefully people listening. But
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, definitely. Been going on a long time. And I'm sure Jeffrey Epstein's not going to be the first or wasn't the first. I'm sure he's not going to be last. I bet you there's somebody already stepping in his place, just like ISIS, right? When they get one of those people, when they drone one of those
Saddam
dudes.
Saddam Hussein, and then ISIS comes in?
No, I mean, just the head of the organization. He had number twos and number threes. Like, this was probably a well-organized unit, I'm sure. He probably just wasn't one guy dealing with us. He had that
Maxwell
it's like, chick that would get the girls.
Absolutely.
And,
it's one of those things where there's lots of turns. It's very convoluted. If you've ever looked into the Federal Reserve, which I found out was a private bank that, you know, sponsors the government, essentially. But it's called the Federal Reserve. So I thought it was like the bank of the government. No, it's not. It's a
bank.
Private bank. But
World
if you
bank.
Try to look into the workings of it, dude, it's everywhere. There's this person and this committee and that. So you can't pinpoint any one person or group of people. They make it very complicated for a reason. So I feel like it's the same thing with this whole trafficking. You know, you got a lot of different head honchos. If something goes wrong with one of them, then it goes down to this person. And like you said, we got all these tapes. I'm sure they still exist. I saw that some of them were destroyed or something like that. They went into his house and someone said that there were tapes, but now they're no longer. Someone is getting rid of them, obviously. They murdered Epstein. They went in there and they burned all the tapes. That's what happened. That's
probably.
Most the most likely what happened because there's a lot of damning evidence. I feel like the world would crumble almost. Could you imagine? Like,
you know, everybody knows what's going on. Most people, there are very few people that just accept the official story and move on. Most people believe that this is a conspiracy, that the conspiracy is more likely than the official story. So people know, and what are you going to do? Like, what would we do about it?
You can't do anything.
Nothing.
The thing, and
I've
dealt
with... These people are untouchable.
Right. I've dealt with conspiracy theories and conspiracy theorists before, but not at the surface level as this Epstein thing. I mean, I've never seen, like, someone on CBS News, like, someone is on Cookie Cutter CBS. It doesn't get more, like Cookie Cutter than that. You know what I mean? And they're laughing. They're like... His suicide, allegedly. Like, they're making the jokes, and they're supposed to be the ones that are, like, the antithesis of anything conspiracy. Like, they give you the news. They're the media. What we say is true. We're journalists, whatever. And they're the ones snickering and snarring and giving, like, smug smiles to each other as they say, like, well, you know, Epstein's alleged. Like, they literally say it with, like, that sort of sarcasm in their voice that even they can't believe the fact that he killed himself. I think that's ridiculous. I think that's insane.
Yeah.
We live in an upside down world. It's really freaking crazy. And guess what? Like, no one even really cares anymore.
I think people care. I think, like, I care, you care. But there's
the vast majority
just,
don't.
We're
they're like, it doesn't affect us. We're still going to drive our cars. We're still going to take our kids to school. It doesn't affect your daily life. And I feel like that's what's suckering people away from caring is they're like, first of all, what are we going to do? Secondly, it's not going to change our daily life. So, i.e., why would I care? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think that's probably, I mean, not a better way to live, but much more easier because
Absolutely. Even
if you do care, there's nothing you can do about it. So why care about it? You know what I mean? There's one of these things. I saw this. I had this opportunity when I was in college to go see this it was some rich person's house, and they invited a monk from India, you know, to come in. And I was drinking at the beach all day. I was wasted. And my friend Holly was like, hey, I had a crush on her. And she was like, hey, I got this invite, and I can bring a friend. Do you want to go to see this Buddhist monk? I'm like, yeah, sure. So I was good. And I was wasted. I went and sat Indian style on the floor and listened to this guy talk. And I asked him, I was drunk, so I asked him a question. It was like, I can't remember exactly what the question was, but how do you, you know, calm your mind or whatever, something stupid, trying to look cool in front of Holly. But he was like, you know, in America, and this always stuck with me, in America, you people worry about things that are out of your control. And he used traffic as an example. You're sitting there in traffic, you're screaming, you're yelling, you're hitting the steering wheel. I got to be somewhere, but you're literally helpless. In that case, you can't do anything about it. You just have to sit through it and just be like, well, if I'm going to be late. Like, that's the reality. I'm going to be late, and that's what's going to be. I can't do anything about it. And I feel like it's the same thing with this. Like, there are people who are completely untouchable in the world. You can't do anything about it. You're not going to be one of them ever. There are some people that are just better than you, and you just have to accept that reality and just move on with your life.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I feel like we're the worst of both worlds. Like, we can't do anything, and we also care. Like, we want to know, but do I really care to change it? If I'm being fully honest, no. I mean, like, what? I would die if I tried to challenge it enough and tried to get, like, a militia, whatever I was going to do, just be annihilated. Why would I try? You know what I mean?
I mean, it's too late for me, but like I said, there are ways that you can get into that lifestyle. If you want to be an elite, there are ways to do it. I would, if I ever have children, I'd be afraid of it, though, because it seems like if you turn into one of those elites, you just turn into a monster,
like a bad
like the
person.
Devil. Yeah. But, I mean, look, if I want my kid to have the best life if I ever have kids, so I would get them started early, get involved in politics, find a candidate that I know is going to win, whether they fit my political beliefs or not, have them volunteer, get to know your local city.
I don't think that's the best life.
But I'm telling you, it's going to be easier. You get some recommendations.
I get it, but
network early.
I get it. Maybe in terms of money, even though I think a lot of politicians aren't as rich as we think that they are. But I just think that the life of a politician is extremely stressful. It has to be. No doubt.
Well, I mean, yeah, sure. No doubt.
Even
sure
lower level, not just like, I'm not just talking about the president.
I'm not saying that the kid would have to be a politician, but you get them in those circles. You get people to know them that have the power, whether it's him or her, you know, so have them work for their campaign.
That's really dangerous, though.
What do you mean?
Because then you get roped into doing stuff. You get blackmailed, you know. You get sucked into, you drink the party juice. What do you call it? You drink the juice, you know what I mean? And then you want more. You want more power. You get a little bit. You want more. That's how that works.
I could turn my seed into the devil. That's possible, but I'm willing to take that risk.
All right.
All right, there we go. Stay Woke, Midnights, 102.5, The Bone, TheBoneOnline.com, HMBRadio.com, RadioSaintPete.com. That's where you need to be. And with that, I got to get out of here. I'm a little over right now. So I hope you have a fantastic week, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you want some stickers and any of that good stuff. Message me, slip into my DMs, home_made_man. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. Have a fantastic week. Don't touch kids. Be nice to each other. Don't dig through people's tweets. I'm Will Koontz. This has been HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Goodbye.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.